welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program.
Thank you for tuning in to the Friday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast. It is a blessing to be along with you, and we're so thankful for what God is doing through the Fellowship Tract League. In just a little bit, we get to hear one of the tracts read as Brother John Brown will be around with us and to read tract number 103, All This I Did for Thee. He'll be along reading that in just a little bit. From the depths of our heart, thank you so much for your prayer and support of the Fellowship Tract League. And it's people like you that keep the Tract League going forward. And thank you so much for praying and investing your time, also investing finances to keep the presses rolling. And we're so thankful for what God is continuing to do through the Fellowship Tract League. Speaking of what He is doing, let's hear a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
This is from a young man in Ohio. I am 13 years old. I have been listening to your broadcasts on the radio. I would like to request 100 tracts on the plan of salvation in English. I am planning to distribute them on our vacation this year to California. We are very excited. Thank you for your ministry, Benjamin.
Hello, this is Pastor Lamar Whittemore, and on behalf of Pastor Burroughs, Brother Bruce DeLang, Brother John Brown, and all those involved with the Fellowship Tract League, I would like to tell you about something extremely special that is coming up. The 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting is going to be held May the 20th through the 23rd at the Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. The presence of the Lord has been evident in this meeting throughout the years, and we are believing the same is going to happen this year as we celebrate the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd. We'll have some of the best Bible preaching and singing you can imagine. Preachers include Pastor James Jones, Pastor Joe Author, Pastor Eddie Wyatt, Evangelist Scott Matthews, Evangelist Buster Kinsey, and Brother Mark Rogers. It was at this meeting many years ago that God touched my heart in a special way and tendered it for the work of the Fellowship Tract League, and we believe He will do the same for you. You can find more information and even register for this meeting at breadoflifecampmeeting.com. That is breadoflifecampmeeting.com, or you can call 513-494-1075. We look forward to worshiping the Lord with you at the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
And now here is the director of the Fellowship Tract League, Brother John Brown.
Hello, this is John Brown with the Fellowship Tract League. Today I'm going to be reading tract number 103, titled All This I Did for Thee, and on the cover is a picture of Christ on the cross. I came because of your sin. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15a. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. I died to pay for your sin. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. I arose to keep you saved eternally. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John chapter 10, verses 27 through 28. You must repent, admitting that you are guilty, that you cannot do anything to save or help save yourself, and that you need Jesus Christ. I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 7 through 8. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Titus chapter 3, verse 5a. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Romans chapter 4, verse 5. You must trust, putting your complete faith in Jesus Christ to save you. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. Romans chapter 4, verses 20 through 21. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Romans chapter 3, verses 26 and 28. What is your decision? I choose to trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verses 10 and 13. He that believeth on him is not condemned. John chapter 3, verse 18a. Or is it the other way? I choose to reject Jesus and keep my way. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John chapter 3, verse 18b. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verse 15. Friend, if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ, we would love to hear from you. Please do not choose to reject him today. Again, this has been track number 103, titled All This I Did for Thee. Thank you for listening today, and God bless.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?